Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
It's the Monday edition of the Believe in Steelers show, recapping the 2024 NFL Draft. Welcome in. My name is Bark Bergen. I'm going to go pick by pick, just providing my reaction to what the Steelers did in the draft. Before we get too far along with today's analysis here on the Believe in Steelers show, today's episode of Believe in Steelers is brought to you by betonline.ag. If you want to place a bet on any of the NHL or NBA playoff action, betonline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code Believe. You can see that on your screen right now. That is BLEAV to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Pittsburgh in the 2024 draft. My overall thought is this. Steelers are going to get back to playing smash mouth, run the ball down your throat style football. Loaded tight end room. You restock the cupboard when it comes to offensive linemen. The style of football Arthur Smith has played as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, as the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans, and how he's had success calling plays in the NFL. This, to me, signals with all of the picks that the Steelers made, they're going to load up and get that offensive line right. We're running the ball down your throat, setting up the play action from there. That, to me, is what this signals. So let's start with Troy Fautanu out of Washington. If you want more of my analysis and instant recap, you can find that on my YouTube page here. Mark Berg and I reacted on Thursday night to this pick. And the idea and the hope is that for the next decade, when you say Troy, it's not just Troy Polamalu that you think of. And you might say, well, that's a tall task for an offensive lineman. But someone who the Steelers are going to keep at the offensive tackle position. I think you slide Broderick Jones over to left tackle. Fautanu can play right tackle. And those are your two tackles, hopefully, for the next decade. Dan Moore Jr. is entering the final year of his deal. I think Broderick is certainly a starter. He's got a favorable contract, about $3.5 million owed in the 2024 season, but it hasn't been good enough. And that's why, for the value, the Steelers make this pick. Because they have to see it from this year's class was loaded at offensive tackle. They maybe thought that Fautanu might not have been there at 20. But then you don't want to have to figure out who your starting tackle is going to be a year from now when if Dan Moore Jr. leaves in free agency, you're not left high and dry. So I think this pick for what the value is at 20, yes, they could have gotten Graham Barton out of Duke. Yes, they could have gotten Jackson Powers Johnson. But then for the starting center position, what they did is they get Zach Frazier in round two out of West Virginia. So you get better positional value to where maybe he's not the first or second rated starting center. But going into this draft, I'm going to get Omar Khan the benefit of the doubt. He was asked the week leading up to the draft about centers. And he says that there were several starting caliber centers in this year's draft. So you get better value in the second round at pick 51 for Zach Frazier versus spending the 20th overall pick on Zach Frazier. It's vital that Frazier works out, whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields back there, because this is a position where traditionally the Steelers have had studs there. Mike Webster, Dermonte Dawson, Marquise Pouncey. Steelers haven't gotten this position right since Marquise Pouncey retired. Kendrick Green didn't work. Mason Cole, I thought, was actually okay in 2022. Way too many inconsistencies last season. Getting blown off the ball at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage and just the snaps, they've got to be on the money. You don't want your quarterback playing shortstop back there, having to try to field the football, and the play gets all goofed up and the timing of it gets all goofed up. And that was just his lack of consistency. So you draft Zach Frazier, where if you pop on the tape and you see West Virginia's biggest rivalry game, the backyard brawl, Pittsburgh fans might have heard of that one before. You talk about violent hands at the line of scrimmage. Violent hands to where when he gets his hands on opposing nose tackles, opposing defensive tackles, opposing rushers, it's over. I like this pick a lot relative to the value that you can get an NFL caliber starter at pick 51 versus to try to have to do that at pick 20. And at that point, it's a bit of a reach. You get better value getting an offensive tackle in Troy Fautanu at 20. Then you get your center at 51. It's just better overall value. At this point in the draft, may I add, too, in the second round, Jackson Powers Johnson was already gone with the 44th pick to the Las Vegas Raiders. So at this point, you knew that Frazier was going to be the pick because Graham Barton went in the first round. Steelers had to make this pick right, and they get Zach Frazier at pick 51. Steelers' third pick at 84, Roman Wilson out of Michigan. Now, I know a lot of Steelers fans, I've seen some chatter about this where it's like Roman Wilson was the best guy that they could get, and he's going to be the one to compliment and be the Robin to George Pickens' Batman. When you put on the black and gold, it's like putting on the Superman cape when it comes to the receiver position for the Pittsburgh Steelers with the organization's ability to draft and develop receivers. Mark, what are you talking about? Chase Claypool, who's a free agent right now as a rookie, tied a franchise rookie record with 11 touchdowns. He had 4-1 game his rookie year in Pittsburgh. I'm going to give the Steelers the benefit of the doubt that when they draft a receiver, that they know what they're doing. George Pickens, if not for that knee injury, would have been a first rounder, and you get him in the second round. You like the flashes that you've seen from him, whether it's Roman Wilson stepping up this year, and he was most effective in the slot when he caught a dozen touchdowns for the national championship Michigan Wolverines and made plays when it counted. You keep him in the slot, Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson. Give the Steelers the benefit of the doubt here. And this is a potential position where you say maybe the Steelers aren't done making moves to where they either sign another free agent or make a trade. But also with the tight end position and the depth that you have at tight end, you're going to be running more sets with multiple tight end personnel to where you might only have, say, one or two receivers on the field at any given time. I'm going to give the Steelers the benefit of the doubt with this pick, but also by the time they picked with this pick at 84, a lot of the receivers, even the day two guys, were off the board at this point in the draft. It was a loaded receiver class, but I think a lot of franchises and organizations understood this. With the Steelers' ability, when you put on that black and gold, again, the analogy I'm going to make is it's like a Superman cape. Let's see what Roman Wilson can do in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform before we just write him off, because this was the one pick with a lot of fans that they criticized. Let's go to the next third round pick, and this was at number 98, Peyton Wilson out of NC State. I talked about him a lot here on this channel, considering I got to see him play several times this past fall playing for the NC State Wolfpack. The concerns are he's a little bit older, and earlier on in his college playing career, he had some injury problems. But you talk about flying to the football. If he's not your day one starter opposite Patrick Queen, I have no doubt about Wilson's ability to contribute immediately on special teams given his freakish speed. Ran extremely fast at the combine, but it's not just that. That translates on tape. And if you're just watching this channel for the very first time. Peyton Wilson this past fall, NC State hosted Notre Dame. And in that game, he's running down ball carriers that can run 4-3, 4-4 in the 40 as a linebacker. When he needs to chase down Lamar Jackson in a game as a linebacker, that's what I look at this pick with. And after that Notre Dame game, the NC State head coach Dave Dorn spoke with reporters, and he was saying that in the history of the NC State program, Peyton Wilson ran faster than any other player they've tracked ever. Now, I don't know how far that specific tracking goes in terms of miles per hour, but when he's going 20 plus miles per hour, 22, 23 miles per hour on a football field, that is flying. And he's faster than any DB, receiver, running back. Tells me all I need to know. I like this pick a lot because I think you can bring Wilson along. I think he has enough playing experience to where if he has to start day one, he can benefit from playing opposite of Patrick Queen. No Quan Alexander is still a free agent right now. Cole Holcomb's working his way back from injury. Landon Roberts battled injury a year ago. I really like the Steelers' inside linebacker trio from a year ago. But you were able to shore up depth here at a position of need, considering the Steelers run a 3-4. But I also want you to think about it from the standpoint of what could Wilson contribute immediately on special teams, given his effort in his pursuit of the football. But then also the importance of, in the NFL, you're running a lot more nickel packages and dime packages than you even realize. And that base 3-4 defense, I'm not going to say you're never in it, but the style of football, you're going to be a nickel a lot more with 5 DBs on the field than you probably are going to be in a base defense. I like this pick because you needed another linebacker and you get a guy that flies to the football, not just at the underwear Olympics of the NFL Combine, but on tape as well. A few other thoughts. Round four, the Steelers with pick 119 get Mason McCormick out of South Dakota State. And he made a ton of starts at South Dakota State, a school record, 57 consecutive starts at the offensive line for South Dakota State. So they get him in the fourth round, shore up and get some more offensive line depth. Again, with the physicality and the ground and pound style that Arthur Smith's going to want to play, we're running down the front door and there ain't nothing that you can do to stop it. Think about the emergence of Derrick Henry, right? And Cordero Patterson, who's now on the Steelers roster too, were able to run the ball consistently with the type of scheme that Arthur Smith's going to want to run from an offensive standpoint. So that's why you get Mason McCormick to get more depth along the offensive line. Logan Lee, the defensive lineman out of Iowa, 40 starts for the Hawkeyes. Probably going to be the defensive end for the Steelers. Probably not a defensive tackle or nose tackle, but getting some more depth, especially considering Cam Hayward's going to be 35 in the final year of his contract. So you get Logan Lee in the sixth round, and then to round it out, Ryan Watts, the cornerback out of Texas, to try to figure out who's going to be the slot, who's going to be the nickel. You got Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson. This is another position where I could see the Steelers say, who else is out there in free agency, or could we make a trade before the start of the season? How do you match up in the division? How do you stop the high-flying offense of the Cincinnati Bengals? And how do you stop the high-flying offense of the Baltimore Ravens too, which they have a lot of talented skill position players? So again, these players too, I really go around four and on, the Steelers will bring along. I think Pittsburgh does a great job of not putting too much on its rookies early on, because once you're a starter, you're not then going back to the bench. Once you're an NFL starter, you're a starter. So that rounds out what the Steelers did. I want to know from people listening and watching, and leave this in the comments on YouTube, were there other players you'd have rather seen the Steelers draft? Are there other players, and what I mean by that is, oh, I'd rather have they selected this player with the second round pick or the third round pick, or this is still an area of need that the Steelers have even after the draft. Again, I remind people of this. A year ago, Quan Alexander was signed in late July, and he was a key defensive contributor this past season. There's still going to be some moves to be made between now in week one of the 2024 season. But I think the Steelers addressed a lot of their needs and holes that they have. Cornerback's one of them, receiver's one of them. But the offensive line, who your starting center is going to be, it's not just the starting center, but then to say offensive tackle, and we need to upgrade there. We need to slow down the Myles Garretts of the world to be able to protect Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or whoever's back there. That to me is very telling. Now, what's ahead here on the Believe in Steelers show this week? The Steelers are going to decide the fifth-year options of Najee Harris. That's kind of a coin flip. I do think that the Steelers will pick up his fifth-year option for the 2025 season. It's going to be about $6.5, $6.6 million to do that for Najee. There have already been reports that the Steelers are not going to pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option for 2025. So we'll see when that becomes official between now and May 2nd is the deadline for those fifth-year deals. So keep an eye on that with Najee Harris now that we're past the NFL draft. We'll have full coverage of that here on the Believe in Steelers show. I want to thank betonline.ag, today's presenting sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show on Apple and Spotify. Please do us a favor. Leave a five-star review there. On YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. My name is Mark Bergen. This has been another edition of the Believe in Steelers show. Thank you for making me a part of your day. I'll be back later this week. We'll figure out May 2nd what happens with the fifth-year options of Najee Harris. Can we know about Justin Fields already with the reports out there? I will see you then. Take care. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a five-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.